away!
A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, fought crime and criminals throughout the early western United States. The stories of his adventures were told around thousands of frontier campfires, and these stories have come down to us through the generations. No greater champion of justice ever rode the western plains. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for Kirkwood! Tonto's waiting on the trail ahead! Oh, Silver! Away!
Two angry men faced each other in the home of the lawyer, Martin Craig. One was Craig himself. The other was a man named Snyder, middle-aged, stoutly built, and with the air of one accustomed to being obeyed. Now, although he kept his voice low, he found it hard to control his temper.
Craig, you don't dare.
No. A lot of men in this state fear you, Snyder. Too many. But get this. I'm not one of them.
I'll break you.
From inside of jail.
How much will you take to keep still?
More than you've got.
Why, you dirty meddling...
If you don't want this conversation overheard, Snyder, keep your voice down. There's a young fellow in the hall waiting to see me.
What do I care?
If you don't care, I don't.
Craig, I'm a big man out here. I'm at the top of the heap. I've got money, power, influence. Everything that years ago I said someday I'd have.
And how did you get them?
How? By fighting for what I wanted. By taking every blow aimed at me and giving twice as good in return. By showing the fools who fought me that I was stronger than they were. Stronger and a blame sight smarter, too.
I'd put it a different way.
Naturally. You're one of the fools.
I'd say that you got your money by cheating. Your power by betraying your friends, and your influence by trickery and lies and murder.
Stop!
And the people of this state are going to know it. They're going to learn the true story of Tolliver's death. About those federal leases, about the contracts you got from Gleason.
I'm warning you.
I've had you watched. I know every move you've made within the past 12 months. I've got facts and figures and testimony that will put you where you deserve. And you won't prevent my using them.
Young Brad Wallace, waiting to see Craig, listened to the muffled quarrel with rising alarm. But just as he had made up his mind to interfere...
What the... Dead?
Yes.
You killed him.
I'll
take that gun.
Stand back.
You better...
Stand back, I tell you. Don't move. I'll shoot if you do. I'll shoot.
Snyder, don't go loco. You've killed a man. Killed him. Can't you savvy that? Shooting me would just make it worse.
You know me?
Who don't?
Who are you?
Now, look...
Who are you?
My name's Brad Wallace, but you...
You need money?
What was that?
Isn't there anything you want? Need, have to have? Couldn't you use five? No, 10,000. Couldn't you use $10,000?
Hey, what in the world...
Wallace, I've got to get out of this. It'll ruin me. I've got enemies everywhere. They tear me to pieces for this.
But I don't...
I can't go to jail for this. Do you understand? I won't.
What in thunder are you getting at?
You. You've got to take the blame.
You're crazy.
No, wait. You said you knew me. If you do, you know I've got power. I'll see that you never go to jail. I'll give you money besides, as much as you want.
Mister, I wouldn't take the blame
if you don't, I'll say you killed him.
Huh?
I'll say I took the gun from you, held you here.
You couldn't get away with it.
Who'd take your word against mine?
But listen...
You're nobody. I give orders to the men who run this state.
You're bluffing. If you were so sure they'd believe you, you wouldn't try to bribe me.
Because I can't risk an investigation.
I tell you,
somebody's got to take the blame for this now. In the end, you'd hang, not me. But I can't have the law prying into my affairs. With a confession from you, it wouldn't.
I'm to hang to save you?
You wouldn't hang.
When I confess?
I'll buy the judge. I'll see that you get a suspended sentence.
The judge wouldn't dare suspend the sentence.
He would. He would, I tell you. It's been done before. Craig wasn't liked. You wouldn't be the first man to go free after a gunfight.
You think of everything, don't you?
Haven't you got a family?
No.
No one at all?
A daughter, but my wife died when Jean was born.
She can't be very old.
Just 10.
Have you money, Wallace? Can you give your daughter the education she ought to have? The pretty clothes, the care a girl needs?
Right now, I got $10 in the bank. If I paid all I owed, I wouldn't have that.
Then think of what you could do with $10,000. No, I'll make it $20,000. Think of it, man. Say you killed Craig. Plead guilty. Get a suspended sentence. Then go somewhere you wouldn't be known and get another start. A new start with $20,000 behind you. Man, with that kind of money, you could do anything.
And if I tell you I won't?
I'll see you hanged if it takes every dollar I've got.
You're a pretty cool customer, Snyder.
Don't waste time. Craig's got a daughter, too. She'll be back with her mother any minute now.
I...
Drop that gun. Both of you, raise your hands.
Hey, what?
I said drop that gun. That's better. We thought we heard shots. Took us some time to find where they came from. Tonto, ride for the sheriff. I'll stay till he gets here.
Me get him.
Hurry. All right. Which one of you did this?
Ranger, I...
Well?
I did.
That night, the famous masked rider of justice stood beside a small campfire built in an isolated spot several miles west of Kirkwood. Tonto, his faithful Indian companion, approached with an armful of wood.
Fire. Fire need wood. You not here, Tonto?
What was that?
Tonto asked you want more wood.
I'm sorry, Kimasabe. I was thinking. No, we let the fire go out. Lay the wood there for the morning.
What matter?
I've been thinking about what happened in Kirkwood.
Oh.
Craig's death was a bad thing. Most people didn't know him. They thought he was cold and unsympathetic. I don't believe even he realized how unpopular he was. But the man wasn't hard. He had just one purpose, to bring law and order to the West. He didn't take the time to make friends, and the things he fought didn't leave much room for sympathy.
Him, good feller.
I could have understood Snyder killing him. They were bitter enemies. That young homesteader, it seems impossible.
Him say him do it?
I know. Snyder says he was waiting to see Craig when Brad fired the shots. He rushed into the room and took Brad's gun. Brad claims he needed money. He'd been turned down by the bank, but hoped to borrow from Craig. When Craig refused, he lost his head and killed him.
Him hang.
Without a doubt. But just the same...
What you think?
How do I... If there were only something we could do.
Brad's first thought after his arrest was for his daughter, Jean. The sheriff sent a deputy to bring the girl into town. And 2 hours later...
He's in here, young'un.
What's Brad doing in jail?
I reckon you'd better ask him that yourself.
Jean.
Pa.
Can't you come inside for a while, Clem? It'd be easier talking.
Sure, Brad. I don't see why not. She ain't gonna break you loose. There you are, young'un. Go right ahead in.
Thank you.
Yell when you want me, Brad.
Sure.
Why are you in jail, Pa? The man wouldn't tell me.
Honey, you mustn't be frightened.
I'm not.
We won't be seeing much of each other for a little while, so you mustn't cry either.
Oh, I never cry anymore, Pa. But aren't you coming home?
Pretty soon.
How soon?
Oh, maybe in a week.
Not before that?
No. No, it just can't be done. But I've got things all fixed. The sheriff's going to take you to his house with him. He's got half a dozen kids your age. You'll like him fine, and I'll bet you won't miss me once. I'll bet you'll have such a good time, you won't even want to come home again after I'm out.
I will too, Pa.
Oh, that's a good girl. Well, Jean, we haven't much time, so you listen close to what I got to say.
Uh-huh.
Now, before I'm out of here again, it's likely folks will be telling you I did something real bad. What's more, they'll likely say I've admitted doing it.
Doing what?
Well, that's something we won't talk about just yet. But when you hear them say those things, don't you say one word, see? Don't you answer them back at all. Then when I'm out, I'll tell you all about it, and you'll see that everything's all right. Can you remember that?
I don't know what you mean, Pa.
You will, honey. And here's something else for you to think about. Something that'll make you feel good.
What?
When I get out, we'll take a long, long trip. And you'll have all the candy Tane Hartman for you to eat and more fancy dresses with pink ribbons in them that you could shake a stick at and just about everything else that goes to make little girls happy.
Will I, Pa? Will I?
Oh, you betcha. And you can take it from me, honey. There's the real reason you pause here.
A week later, when Judge Thornton of the Circuit Court arrived in Kirkwood, Brad entered a plea of guilty. The following day, the courtroom was crowded with spectators. Brad and Snyder waited in an ante room.
No need to worry, Wallace. Everything's fixed.
It's kind of hard not to worry, son.
It's not necessary.
You talk to the judge?
With money, Wallace. With money. Thornton's got his price just like anyone else.
Uh-huh.
And that reminds me. Here, look at this.
A bank book.
Right. See? It's in your name. $20,000. This bank's in Kansas. The money will be waiting for you when you get there.
I won't have no trouble getting it?
That's all been arranged.
That's swell.
Pretty nice stake, huh?
I'm earning it.
Of course.
There's something I want you to get straight.
Yes?
Don't take what I'm doing as a favor to you. It ain't. I've seen a lot of you this past week, and what I've seen I don't like. Not any. This is just business. We made a deal, and I'm carrying out my part. If it weren't for Gina to call your bluff the second you made it.
But I wasn't bluffing. I pointed out that before. And as for your opinion of me, I can't think of anything less important.
Well, I had to get it off my chest anyhow. Now I feel better.
You're all alike, Wallace. Huh? You little fellows who can't get ahead. You envy the men who do. You haven't the ability to climb to their level, so you take it out in hate. You'd like to drag them down. You know, in a way, it's a kind of flattery.
No, I can't argue with you, Snyder. You're too smooth. Maybe you're right.
Of course I am.
But I sleep nights without a conscience to bother me, mister. Which, Sam, I'm betting you don't.
Wallace, you're... Here he is, the sheriff. Ready, sheriff?
Time, Brad. Judge is waiting.
Good luck.
Thanks.
This way.
Uh-huh.
Silence! Silence!
Here's the prisoner, Your Honor.
Very well. Wallace?
Yes, sir.
You still plead guilty, do you?
Yes, sir.
I see. Then there's nothing left for me to do but pronounce sentence. Young man, I've given your case the most serious consideration. I've been told that until now you've had an excellent reputation in the district. I've also been told that you have a young daughter dependent on you for support.
Yes, sir.
Although the crime you have committed calls for the extreme penalty of the law, these are mitigating circumstances. Therefore, Brad Wallace, I hereby sentence you to jail, there to remain for the rest of your natural life. Silence! Silence!
You're sending me to jail?
Yes.
For as long as I live?
Yes.
Then I've been double-crossed.
Snyder! Snyder, you rotten crook! You double-crossed me!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue. The Lone Ranger told Tonto the story of Brad's outburst in the courtroom, and...
It was the last thing anyone had looked for, Tonto. Took the sheriff and bailiff 20 minutes to restore order. I think Brad would have murdered Snyder if he could have gotten his hands on the fellow.
What judge say?
The sentence stands. Imagine Thornton believes, as everyone else seems to, that Brad expected a lighter sentence than he received and got panicky. No one thinks he told the truth.
What you think?
I believe Brad did.
His
story fits in too exactly with what I suspected. Remember, Tonto, I told you before it was almost impossible for me to believe him guilty?
Not right.
That's why I couldn't leave here. I knew there was something wrong. There had to be. And this proves it.
Why Brad say him do it?
His story explains that. He's not the first man Snyder's tricked. He wasn't acquainted with Thornton. How was he to know the man couldn't be bribed? And how would a poor homesteader like Brad, with little education, know that you can't receive a suspended sentence for murder?
Him make heap big mistake.
Which we're going to correct. Cole, Scout.
Here, Scout.
What we do?
We ride. Into the saddle, Tonto.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on, Silver. Come on, old fellow. Come on. A young woman stood just outside Brad's cell. Jean stood beside her, firmly holding her hand. And Brad stared at both, as if unable to believe what he saw.
You mean you want to take Jean home with you?
Yes.
To stay?
Yes, Brad.
But, Molly, they claim I killed your pa.
I know.
But don't that make any difference to you?
Brad, I happen to be one of the few who believe you told the truth in court this morning. I can believe anything about Snyder. I helped Father in his work. I know some of the things he's done.
I just can't seem to get it through my head that anybody could do a thing as fine as this. It just don't seem possible.
Wait. If you were guilty, that wouldn't affect Jean. She doesn't deserve to be punished.
But your ma... What did your ma say?
Leave that to me.
She's against it?
Oh, she'll come around. Jean's lovely. Anyone would.
Well, nobody ever had a finer young one than Jean is. Honey.
Yes, Pa?
Did you hear what Molly said? Would you like to go to her house to live?
Will you be there, Pa?
Well, I...
You said we were going away.
Jean, I'm afraid that's a trip that'll have to wait for a while. Ain't you told her?
No more than necessary. I'd rather wait.
Yeah.
Tell me what?
What? Oh... Oh, that's a surprise. Sure, a surprise. You ain't supposed to tell surprises till they're ready.
Is it a nice one?
Oh, sure thing.
Oh, we are going away. That's the surprise, isn't it? Isn't it, Pa?
Well, let me tell him.
But you...
Now, don't you get so curious. You just be a good girl and go along with Molly without making a fuss. And you'll find out everything when it's time for you to. Molly.
Yes?
Take care of her. Take good care of her.
Of course.
And I promise a day won't go by without me giving thanks for it.
I love her already, Brad. She'll get the best of care.
Thanks.
Sorry, folks. You'll have to leave now.
We're going. Goodbye, Brad.
Bye, Molly. Bye, Jean.
Bye, Pa.
What's that?
An arrow.
Where'd that come from?
Brad, look. There's something around us.
Give that here.
Here, just a second, Deputy.
You don't hand that over, I'll...
Molly!
What, Brad?
Somebody else believes in me. He's promised to get me free.
Who?
The Lone Ranger.
That night, two horsemen reined up at the rear of the Kirkwood Hotel.
Oh, oh, Silver. Oh, boy.
Oh, oh, Scott. Oh, yeah. Fella.
Stay with the horses, Tonto. Keep watch and see that I'm not disturbed. You're sure of his room?
It's right room. But maybe them locked back door.
It's never locked. The guests often use it to go in and out. I'll be with you as quickly as possible. Fire 3 shots if there's danger.
Tonto, do it.
Yes?
Judge Thornton?
Who there.
Let me in.
Who gave it?
Mask.
Quiet.
You.
Quiet, I said. This isn't a holdup.
What do you want?
Brad's freedom.
Who?
Brad Wallace.
You know what you're talking about.
I do.
Then
he's innocent.
Nonsense.
The story he told you in court was the truth.
Where's your proof?
I have none.
Then get out.
No.
Get out before
Sit down.
What?
Sit down and listen. Don't threaten me. I don't leave until we've had a talk. I'll use these guns if necessary.
This is outrageous.
No doubt it is. So is sending an innocent man to prison for life.
You said you had no proof of that.
That's why I'm here.
But I...
At least I've never thought you as one of Snyder's hirelings.
Why, confound your impertinence.
Don't get up.
I...
Thornton, you've put yourself in a position where 1,000 honest citizens of this state, unaware of the facts and hating Snyder, will suspect he's bought you.
Ridiculous.
Of course. But how many will know it? The moment Snyder's name was mentioned in this case, it became news to the entire state. Crooked as he is, Snyder's important. This case will be discussed everywhere. How many will be sufficiently acquainted with the facts to say you couldn't have been bribed?
Who are you?
That doesn't matter.
Well, no doubt you're a friend of Wallace. Maybe your motives are honest, but you've come to the wrong man. I couldn't help you even if I would.
I've come to the right man.
Do you think I have authority to free the fellow?
No.
Then how do
the
you...
The little direct aid you could give Wallace would be nothing. That's not what I'm after.
Then what are you after?
Your help to prove Snyder guilty.
Me? You want help from me?
Yes.
What could I do?
If Snyder's guilty, would you want to see him behind bars?
Of course. Martin Craig was my friend.
Then pick up that pen.
Huh?
This paper on your desk. Write what I dictate.
But I...
Write. Save your questions till later.
I'm ready.
Snyder's already left town. Address the letter to his office at Silver City.
Five days later.
This just come by stage, Mr. Snyder.
What? Oh, a letter, huh? Give it to me.
Yes, sir.
What's Thornton writing about?
Didn't he preside at that trial where a homesteader confessed to killing Martin Craig, sir?
Yeah, one moment.
Well, I'll be...
What's the trouble, sir?
The blackmailing sidewinder.
What's wrong?
Jensen, listen to me and get it straight the first time.
Yes, sir.
I'm leaving town. Maybe I'll be gone for a couple of weeks.
You're leaving?
But if you ever mention this letter any time, anywhere, as long as you live...
I won't.
I'll rip out your tongue.
Another 5 days passed, and then...
Come in. Well, it's you, Snyder. I thought you'd be here tonight. That's why I stayed up so late.
Thornton, what's this letter mean?
Letter? Oh, that. Bother you, did it? Well, maybe I did make it a little strong.
Don't fool with me, Thornton. Talk.
Not so fast. You followed instructions.
Instructions?
You know what I wrote. If you've let anyone know you've come here...
Of course I haven't. I didn't need to be told that.
Good.
How do I know you haven't mentioned I'd be here?
You think I'd advertise it?
What's your game?
Make a guess.
Blackmail, eh?
Why not?
What do you know?
Ooh, perhaps not enough for a conviction, Snyder. But enough to make it very uncomfortable for you. Especially in view of the fact quite a number of people are beginning to wonder about Wallace's guilt.
What do I care what they think?
You're bound to. Don't pretend with me, Snyder. Any judge understands politics, whether he plays it or not. Let the crooks you put in office suspect for one moment you're in danger of being exposed, and they'll desert you like rats leaving a ship.
This is interesting.
Isn't it?
Judge Thornton. Thornton, the man nobody could bribe. The man who's so honest, they say he'd sentence his own son if he were guilty. Judge Thornton out to line his own pockets.
Others do. Why not me? I can use money.
And I've got money, huh?
Yes.
And I'm to give some to you. And everything will be fine, isn't it?
I didn't think you'd be happy about it.
Thornton, You don't know me very well, do you?
We'll know each other better after this.
You're wrong. We won't. You see, as you've already suggested, a man in my position can't afford to make mistakes.
Mistakes? But...
And paying blackmailers is one.
Oh, good.
Now I'll talk.
Yeah, wait, no.
Don't move. Thornton, you weren't as clever as you thought yourself. You told me to come here secretly. You didn't want this talk known. Well, I've followed your instructions. No one knows I'm here. No one will know I've killed you.
No, Snyder, you can't. You wouldn't, please.
I wouldn't. Huh. You think I'd let any man live who could put me in danger? When you get where I'll send you, ask Craig about that.
You did. You did kill him.
As I'm going to drill you.
Wait.
You... What's that?
Drop that gun.
What the... Take it. Blast you.
He's heading for the window. Get it.
Hold him, Tonto.
He got him.
Just putting you all right?
Nothing wrong with me, young woman.
Thank heaven.
Snyder, you're under arrest for the murder of Martin Craig and the attempted murder of the judge here. Hold still while I handcuff you.
You'll go to jail with me, Thornton. I'll tell about your trying to blackmail me.
You'll be wasting your time.
He did. I can show you the letter.
Not a man like you think everyone is crooked as themselves.
I'll prove what I said.
We know all about that letter.
What?
I dictated it. Thornton wrote it. The sheriff was told about it when it was sent.
What?
And you were told to come here in secret, just to make you think it's safe to try murder.
And you fell for it.
Tricked.
Snyder, I'm proud to have been able to help finish the work that Martin Craig started. You'll hang.
In Brad?
Young woman, Brad goes free.
He kept his promise. The Lone Ranger kept his promise.
Huh? Lone Ranger? What's he had to do with this?
Why, he's the masked man.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.